We're going to be looking at three Bible principles regarding Jesus Christ, our solid rock. The title of our message is The Solid Rock, but there are three principles concerning Christ, the solid rock. First of all, the first thing I want us to look at in the Word of God is found in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24, and that is that He, that's Christ, is the right foundation to build upon. You know, what are your foundations built upon today? Are you building on the foundation of riches, relationships, reputation? Well, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24. The Lord says here on the Sermon on the Mount, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them," and notice the balance, hearing and doing versus hearing and not doing in verse 26. But notice verse 24, "Whosoever hears and doeth them, I will liken them unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock." And we're going to see that that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. "The rain descended, and the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." Then the Lord gives a contrast, not using the example of a wise man that builds on a rock, but a foolish man, and he builds upon the sand. "Everyone that hears these sayings of mine," verse 26, "and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand." And just like the case of the wise man, in verse 25, the rain descends, the floods come. Being a Christian doesn't exempt you from trials and testings, but it'll make a difference in your life. If you build your heart and life on a rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, your house will remain. But notice, he builds upon a sand, and the rain descends, the floods come, the winds blow, beats upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Jesus Christ is the right foundation. Even the church in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20 is built upon the foundation, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God says. So not only is Jesus the solid rock, the right foundation, but look at 1 Peter for the second point in our message. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, Jesus is not only the right foundation, but he's the right faith. He is the right faith. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, the Word of God says, "To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed," in other words, rejected of men, "but chosen of God and precious. You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believes on him shall not be confounded," shall not be ashamed. "Unto you therefore which believe," and notice the contrast that is presented, "unto you which believe," what is he? He's precious. But what about those that reject Jesus Christ, that are building their houses on the sand, and they rebel against the authority and the saving grace that comes through Jesus Christ. Unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed or rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. Do you see how those that believe in the Bible and in the Word of God, the world isn't going to follow our philosophy. Their entire system and their worldview is going to be totally antithetical to what we believe and what the Word of God teaches. And that which the Lord has established, the world has rejected. And notice the attitude of the unsaved to Jesus Christ, the right foundation and the right faith. Here it says that the Lord is a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. Does that surprise you when you see the attitudes that many politicians have towards the proclamation of the gospel? Does it surprise you when you read this verse that the school system is set on secular humanism and atheism and socialism? Because Christianity is a rock of offense. They don't want to even hear the name of Christ. It angers them. It infuriates them. It emboldens them to an aggressive hatred towards the things of the Lord. It says, even to them that stumble at the word. That's why you have people that'll take a vehicle and drive it right through a Ten Commandments monument, as if driving a vehicle can disannul the authority of God's word. What do you think that person was saying when he drove his car through that monument? He was saying, this will not have rule over me. God will not have rule over my soul. It's a rock of offense, even to them that stumble at the word. Notice, being disobedient, and interestingly enough, it says, whereunto also they were appointed. Those that reject the truth of God's word are going to follow the pathway of rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So two things so far. Jesus is the right foundation. Are you a wise man or are you a foolish man, dear listener? If you have Jesus and you're building your life, your home, your future on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the right foundation. Secondly, not only is he the right foundation, but he's the right faith. And we need to look to Jesus Christ, the one who has made us a kingdom of priests and a holy priesthood to offer unto the Lord spiritual sacrifices, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ, not for our salvation, but rather because we have been saved. Our worship is acceptable because he sees it as being offered through the merits and the holiness of his Son. So Jesus is the right foundation to build upon. He's the right faith to believe in. But number three, he's the right fountain to drink from. Have you ever seen a sign that says, polluted water, do not drink? Well, there are a lot of people that perhaps may not see the sign, and they wind up getting a very, very serious illness. But Jesus Christ is the right foundation, the right faith, but also the right fountain. In John chapter 4, you remember the account of the woman at the well. And she was following her divine priorities of getting physical water from the well. But Jesus told her about the right fountain that she really needed to drink from. And in John 4, verse 13, listen to the words of Jesus that speak about the right fountain that we all need to drink from. Not long ago, Jimmy took a trip to St. Augustine with Laura, and we kept Joseph. But as they were going to St. Augustine, I mentioned to them, I said, by the way, don't forget to drink from the Fountain of Youth over there in St. Augustine. And then as they left, I kiddingly said, by the way, back in 1976, when I was there, I drank from it. It didn't do me a bit of good. And I don't think it's going to do you any good either. But, you know, a lot of people are drinking from the wrong fountains, seeking life. But there's only one fountain to drink from. Look at verse 13 of John 4. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the fountain that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And you know, the words of Jesus are reminiscent to me of Exodus chapter 17. And you recall on the wilderness journey, the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin, and after their journeying, they came and they pitched in Rephidim, and there was no water for the people to drink. They began to complain and murmur in their thirst. And in verses 5 and 6 of Exodus 17, the Lord said unto Moses, Exodus 17, verses 5 and 6, the Lord said unto Moses, go on before the people, take with thee the elders and thy rod, wherein thou smotest the river, take in thine hand and go. Behold, I will stand before thee here upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? You know, the smiting of the rock to me is a picture of Jesus Christ being smitten so that we might someday be able to drink out of the river of life. Our Lord was smitten indeed of God and bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ, he's the right foundation. Jesus Christ, he's the right faith. Jesus Christ, he's the right fountain. Jesus Christ, the solid rock. Have you trusted in Christ as your personal Savior? Are you building your pursuits on the solid rock, or are you looking to riches and relationships and reputations and things that will fade away? Is he your Savior, and is he your Lord? Are you drinking from the living waters daily that the Lord provides for us? Let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Father, we thank you for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you were willing to come, even to be smitten of God on our behalf, that we might be able, Heavenly Father, to build on that right foundation. And Lord, I pray for individuals listening to this message today. Help us, Lord, not to build on the shifting sands of riches and substituting relationships with others for a relationship with you. And Lord, we thank you that you have established that foundation. And because of it, Lord, even though our nation may crumble, we can see homes thriving and being a testimony to reach others. We thank you, Lord, for the faith once delivered unto the saints that we can build upon. And there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. And thank you, Lord, that you truly can satisfy our thirst as the right fountain. Bless us now as we go to prayer and encourage hearts through the ministry of prayer, as there are many in our congregation in need. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.